This is Arthur.
Hey Arthur, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good, thank you. How about yourself?
Not bad. I can't complain. Week's off to a good start. So, I just kind of wanted to touch base here. We spoke. It was actually right around about 2 weeks ago now. I know you were waiting to get some final words there on the contracts there. I just kind of wanted to touch base there and see if you had that conversation and how it went.
I think we're getting closer. Basically, Tyler, are you a representative, or are you representing different loaners, or how do you work?
So we do both in-house as well as we'll use other vendors as well, based off of what you'll qualify for us. If we can get you a better deal somewhere else, we'll see what we can do for you. But we do both. So we do in-house as well as use vendors.
And what kind of interest rate do you charge, say, for, say, $15,000?
You were looking more on the working capital side, right?
Right.
Okay, so the capital is going to be mostly based off your gross annual sales. Rate is going to, just kind of depend on how much you're looking for, how long of a term. Usually they're in the 10 cents on the dollar starting, and it'll vary from there. But we don't do it by like necessarily a rate. It's a payback amount that we do. It's just a fixed amount. You know how much you're going to have to pay back, and then however long a term you choose, you would just space it out between that X amount of months, and that would be the payback amount.
So you're saying that, say, if I took, say, $15,000 or $20,000 as an example. Last year we did, like, say, $500,000 gross, with our company.
Okay.
And so, just as a ballpark, does that qualify as, say, for 20, at least $20,000-$25,000?
Oh yeah, I mean with those numbers, you said 500K you guys did around last year.
Last year, yes.
Yeah, so I mean you're in the ballpark there of anywhere from probably 45 to 60,000 we could free up for you, and obviously if you qualify for that much and you don't need that much, we can restructure it for how much you were looking for, but we could definitely get you if you were looking for right around the 15-20,000 marker. That's definitely something we should be able to accommodate.
But it's still at 10 cents on a dollar. That's your probably your is that your minimum or?
That is the usually the starting point, but you also have to realize that we do first of all, we do basically early payback discounts on that, and two, that's spread all over what could be 2 years. So say it's 10 cents on the dollar for the 2 years, it's actually really only 5% per year when you do the math. If you
Yeah,
want to
so if I
break it
paid
down
it,
in percentages.
if I paid it on or before, say, if I paid it off, say, in 12 months, I don't pay 5%, is that what you're saying?
So depending on which program you get into, when you get the approval, they'll actually break down what the discount would be if you paid it this amount early or this amount, depending on how early you would want to structure it. They can give you all the numbers on that for the payback early. Another crucial component of it too is the fact that it's a renewable source of funds. So say you go through the 15,000 and you realize you need another 10 or 15. Halfway through the term, you can actually refinance and restructure it to where you can get more capital, longer terms, lower rates. It really only gets better once your foot's in the door and you've kind of solidified yourself. And especially with the project here, I know you said it's going to be a 3 to 4 year.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years, yes,
It's definitely something you might,
I won't be making a lot of money at that time, though.
exactly. I mean, hopefully speaking, the cash flow should be generating there and you guys won't need it. But I mean, worst case scenario, it is there. It is available for you. I don't know if we spoke. Were you going to be looking into any equipment or was it just the capital?
No, it was a few, just some equipment for expansion of our office, but like maybe a new Xerox machine and things like that,
I see. I see. Yeah, it's definitely something we can get the ball rolling for you. Did you get the how's it look there for the project though? I know you
Well,
guys are
like I said, we're just waiting for them to give us a call now that with the green light. Was we've been working on the project for over a year and a half now, so it's going into now working drawings, and that we're architects, so it's going to take us around 3 years to do. It's 26 acres on the water, and it has
Wow.
all the hotel rooms and all the villas and condos and
Yeah, that's
marina
going
and
to
stuff
take
like
some
that. So
serious time.
but right now we're just trying to get through that point. But at the same time, you know, once I, if I find out, you know, even, I couldn't even find out by tomorrow, quite frankly, if I made a, give them a call, and they can probably give me an update when it'll happen. And, how long would it take for you guys to fund it if I, once I give you the green light?
Yeah, so once you're approved, it takes about 20, once you get, the three things we look at is just a one-page application, it's the most recent tax return, and then it's the 6 months of the bank statements. Once I receive that, I transfer it to underwriting, I get an answer in about 24 hours. If you are approved, we basically send you the terms of which programs and rates you qualified for, and then literally, you give us a call whenever you're ready to get funded, and you're funded within 24 hours. And the offer is good for 90 days. So once you are approved, you kind of know what you're working with. You kind of know what you have in your back pocket. And then all of it comes down to is you getting the green light, like you just said. You give us a call, and you're funded within 24 hours.
Okay, so you need your tax returns and what else?
Yeah, so it's just your most recent tax return. It's 6 months of your most recent bank statements. And then it's just the one-page application that that I would attach to the email there. We keep it very simple here. It's kind of the complete opposite of what you would expect at a nationwide bank where they post a number on the window and make you send in endless amounts of paperwork and jump through all these hoops. So we actually kind of do the jumping through the hoops to get a program that fits what it is you're doing there with the business.
Right. And so, Tyler, what's the name of your company?
Bank of Cardiff. So we're out here in San Diego. Kind of near, right next to Miramar Air Base.
Yeah, I was. In fact, I was down at Coronado last weekend, looking at some property for somebody. And,
oh wow, you guys are up in Newport. You guys are only like a two-hour drive here from us. You guys aren't bad at all.
True. Yeah, it's. We've done a lot of work in Rancho Santa Fe. You know, we did.
Okay.
We did Jenny Craig's house. We did John Moore's house, the owner of the Padres. And
yeah.
Yeah, so we did the Ron Judy with Nintendo, was the highest price home ever sold in San Diego. That was 20 years ago for $38 million. That was the highest recorded in San Diego County.
Wow.
So we've been, you know, we've done some nice things in San Diego.
Yeah. How long you guys been in business again over there?
1970, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, since 1970.
So you guys have been through some serious serious times of economics up and down, for sure.
Oh, yeah. We luckily went through them very easy, so thank goodness.
Yeah.
But anyhow, their times are up and down. But anyhow, so right now, is 10% the best you guys can do, though, huh?
I wouldn't say it's the best we do. That's just kind of where it starts, and then depending on how you look on paper, it'll vary from there. But you got to remember, though, if it's, say it's 10 cents on the dollar over a two-year period, that's really only 5 cents on the dollar, so you just got to be able to realize there what you are working with, and with the benefits on the payback early and refinancing there, it benefits a lot of companies, and that's really why we've been able to thrive. It's a great program for businesses that are in that situation. So,
Tyler, give me your phone number, okay? So I have.
Yeah, my direct dial is 858.
Excuse me, 858.
252.
252.
1496, and that's my direct dial. So that'll take you right to me. The email that I have on file here, is it avcdesign@msn.com?
Yes.
Okay, I will go ahead and shoot you the email there with the short list of what we would need, and then it'll have the application attached to it. And what I'll do is I'll throw the equipment one in as well. It's just a one page. Everything else is the same, just so we can see what we can maybe get you approved on the equipment side for down the road as well. Because like I said, once you're in the system, something does come up, you literally give us a call with the invoice or the quote that you got on it, and we can get you funded again in right around 24 hours. And if you got this project here, you know, you don't want to be waiting weeks for some sort of equipment or capital there for you, and that's kind of...
Yeah. Okay, well, go ahead and email. That's avcdesign@msn.com. That's what you have, right?
Yeah, AV, V as in Victor, right, is what the second letter is? Okay,
exactly.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, I will shoot that over there. When might be a good time to follow up there if I don't hear back from you?
If I receive tomorrow and they don't have any questions, you follow up on Wednesday. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, I'll pencil you in for Wednesday right around this time, 3 o'clock
good.
Kind of work for you.
Actually,
okay.
this time won't be good on Wednesday because I have an appointment at 3:30. But you could do it either earlier that day if you want.
Okay, maybe do like 1 or 12:30, a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Perfect. I'll put together this email right now, Arthur, and we'll be in touch here.
Okay, thank you, Tyler.
No worries. Bye.
Sure, thank you. Bye-bye.